Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 10th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The president unveils his list of possible Supreme Court picks should he be reelected. Los Angeles officially cancels Halloween. Half of urban households now struggling financially. The Oscars introduce new inclusion guidelines for Best Picture. Americans tune out professional sports. Also ahead, what happens if Donald Trump wins re-election? But first, the president revealing 20 people he could tap to join the Supreme Court should he remain in the White House. The list includes Republican Senators Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley, and Ted Cruz. Liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg turns 88 years old next March and has been battling health problems, including cancer. Officials in L.A. County banning trick-or-treating this October, saying the Halloween tradition is simply too dangerous in the age of COVID. Other prohibitive activities include indoor parties, street festivals. Folks in L.A. are permitted to attend, quote, Halloween-themed art installations at outdoor museums. New study from Harvard says 53% of households in America's four largest cities are facing major financial difficulties. Majority of residents in New York, LA, Chicago, and Houston are depleting their savings and turning to credit cards as the urban unemployment rate hovers about 10% because of the pandemic. Nationally, unemployment stands at 8.5%. Starting in 2024, the Academy Awards will implement new industry inclusion standards for the Best Picture nominees. The movies can only be considered by the Academy if they have, quote, at least 30% of actors or staff from two underrepresented groups, like women, LGBTQ, or people with cognitive or physical disabilities. Sounds very complicated. Americans changing channels on professional sports. Ratings down double digits as football starts tonight. According to a new poll from Gallup, a growing number of adults view the teams negatively. More than 40% say they are unhappy to see athletes making overt political statements on the field. In a moment, President Trump badly wants to be reelected. But what will happen if that happens? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What will likely happen if Donald Trump is reelected president in November? If you study his first term, as I have, Mr. Trump has largely governed in a traditional way. He has moved to the right, become more conservative, because that's where most of his support lies. But he has not gone crazy in the Oval Office as far as policy is concerned. Now, his demeanor, his tweeting, all of that is, let's say, non-traditional, but put that aside. We're just talking about governance here. So if reelected, Donald Trump will likely continue to be a traditional president. And his priorities will be these: making good trade deals and stimulating the economy by making it easier for companies to make money. That's a lot of makes, but Donald Trump believes that his legacy is tied into the country's economic success. So once there is a vaccine for COVID, which is the key to the economic comeback, Donald Trump is ready to resume being a tough trader. And so far, he's been pretty successful in that. Mr. Trump also will support law enforcement over protests and change agents. He doesn't think the United States has to fundamentally change. He will continue to limit immigration, although I do believe some kind of deal will be made to allow more people to come to America legally. But illegally, Mr. Trump will not tolerate it. Next, Donald Trump, if reelected, will withdraw U.S. troops from expensive and dangerous overseas situations. And that puts him at odds with some in the Pentagon. He will also name traditional judges to the Supreme Court. And that's a big thing for conservative Americans. He will hold the diplomatic line against Iran and China. He doesn't want those countries to cause trouble, and he will shoot if provoked, although I don't see China and the USA going to war. However, if Iran attacks any of our boats in the Persian Gulf, they're going to get smacked. Donald Trump will practice payback if he's reelected. You can count on that. He believes that people who have hurt him and his family do not deserve respect. If President Trump were more circumspect in his public statements, including tweets, he'd be ahead right now. But the race is very close because millions of voters do not like Donald Trump's style. That is the truth. And Mr. Trump doesn't really care. So if reelected, you can see that going up a notch or two. If COVID never happened, President Trump would win easily. But of course, that is not the case. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. Hit number 6 on Amazon today. And we really appreciate everybody supporting the book. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 57 years ago, legendary television host Merv Griffin was sitting on an airplane about to land in New York City. The producer was thinking about a new game show to launch during the upcoming TV season. Said Griffin to his wife, quote, "Why not do a switch and give the answers to the contestant and let him or her come up with a question?" The result, the longest-running game show in TV history, Jeopardy. After cycling through a series of hosts between 1964 and 84, the Jeopardy crew settled on a relatively unknown broadcaster from Canada, Alex Trebek. The series now, one of the most recognized ever to air, and is largely responsible for re-energizing the quiz show format following a series of scandals in the 1950s. The game has gone on to give out more than $12 million in prizes across 5 decades. Sadly, Alex was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in 2019 and has been undergoing painful treatment since then. He's written a book about it. Said Mr. Trebek, quote, "I've lived a good life, a full life, and I'm nearing the end of that life. If it happens, why should I be afraid of that? Alex Trebek is a courageous and good man. And here's something else you might not know. While it may seem the show revolves around a single host and three contestants, an entire crew works to come up with unique questions. The show employs 24 researchers and analysts to create the categories and clues used to stump the players. The program even has a website allowing scholars to submit questions from universities around the world. If you end up on Jeopardy, you must choose your words wisely. The game has three judges behind the scenes listening live to the participants' answers. If you pronounce something wrong or add an extra word to your answer, it might be no money for you. Jeopardy is a very disciplined presentation. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.